Chicks, the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show, the Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. And a little different show today. We are not going to be eating. So hopefully, your dear host here won't get all grumpy because he's hungry. But Courtney Tobel, Hillary Fisher, Shelly Hartman all here in the studio. And Shelly, you brought in a special guest.
I did.
Who is it? Well, now who is it? Let's ask for, can we get the voice and say hello?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Oh, well, so he sounds a little country. So, well, would you like to introduce your guest?
Mr. Nate Barnes.
Nate Barnes. Good morning, Nate.
Hey, morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, yes. Thanks for joining. Yes. I just thought it was appropriate, you know, all the things that we've been working on these past few weeks.
Yep.
And Nate's going to be a part of that. So I thought, well, hey, come on to the show. It'll be fun.
It's always fun.
Yeah, we always have fun on the show.
We've had a blast, though, filming, too. It's been amazing.
Yeah.
It's been cool.
It was it was so cool.
It's always fun. We always have a good time, and it's always a lot of work, but it's probably more for us. You guys get to hang out and talk and
visit with people.
And glad hand, how that goes.
We can do anything. We're going to have a good time.
Yeah. No kidding. No, it's been really fun.
So when we talk, I guess we're talking about the Blueberry Chicks.
Yes.
And it's a new, at least we're building a pilot specifically for PBS at this point, for WNIT out of South Bend, Indiana. And then what we're hoping from there is people pick it up. And, you know, and one of these things with PBS stations is a lot of people don't know it, but most of them, if you watch them off air on their digital, then you're confusing me. This is what? I got a hat on that they must not like.
No, we didn't say that at all.
What's going on?
Nothing.
My hat. This
nothing
is Patriot
at
Foods
all.
Hat, which I got from Rex. Rex gave
Rex.
Me this.
Yes.
You guys, they're all making faces on the other side of the studio, pointing at me and like making the funny sign about my hat or whatever it is.
But, fight. Let's see a fight.
What's going on here?
No. Patriot Foods is
they're great.
They're
nice
company.
To work with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now that I'm totally lost on where we were. Oh, we're making a pilot.
Yes.
And
what we
PBS,
didn't know about
PBS is that most all these PBS stations have four channels to program. They'll have their main channel, which is a 4.1 or 4.2, which is usually DIY stuff and cooking.
Oh, okay.
Then there's like a 4.3, which is other stuff, and a 4.4. So they're always looking for really, and it doesn't always even have to be quality, but they have so much they have to fill. But if you have good content, it can work. But where we have good content and good quality,
well,
so it should be a no-brainer.
I was only here for like half of the day being able to film with you guys, but the stuff that I've already seen that you guys done, oh my gosh.
It's good.
You guys, it looks incredible.
It's good. It's going to be so exciting. Like, you know, I just can't wait.
And Treat did an amazing job.
Treat
does
come
amazing.
On, Treat.
A little right. To shout out to Treat, who's on the other side of the world,
Treat
I do believe at the moment.
Star.
Yes, she is.
She did great.
Yes.
I think that's one of the things that we've been talking a lot about. When you do what you love, it comes naturally.
Right.
Yeah. When you get in your own element of things, it just flows. Mm-hmm. You know, so you're not, you could tell when somebody really is passionate about something. And she really is passionate about food, blueberries, cooking, and family.
Yeah, feeding people.
Yeah,
she loves to.
And it's really neat because you guys are just filming what you guys do all the time. You feed people.
Yeah.
You do all these amazing parties. You set up all these cool things. It's just. And
you can tell we're a product of our environment. I mean, of course, the listeners can't see, but I'm talking about our weight.
But they have heard us eat.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought you were talking about your blueberry clothes.
Oh. Well, I got that, too. You know, I have been known to sport some good blueberry clothes.
Exactly,
You know, but one of the things that when we went down and we met with them in South Bend, you know, they're looking for ideas and things that, you know, generate interest. And we wanted to reach a wide variety of audience, and they wanted people to watch and maybe participate in some locally grown produce, fruits, veggies, and then have something to follow it up, like a day trip for a couple or a family, so that they can experience some of these things that we have to offer here in Southwest Michigan. So that's kind of where the rest of the shows are going to go.
In that theme. We're always going to have that blueberry hook.
Yes.
But we're going to incorporate all kinds of other things into it.
Yes.
It's the blueberry chicks, but it's not all blueberries.
Right.
There's but it's going to be a lot of them.
Yeah. And it's not always going to be chicks.
And it's not always going to be chicks. Yeah. We had a guest host for part of the pilot with Nate.
Yes.
And as we do this, I'm sure we'll probably see him again in the show. But we're going to have other people around the community and people that work within the industry to be part of this.
So how do you go to PBS? Like, how do you stream it now? Like,
how
would I see it? How would I know how to get to a PBS station?
Well,
good question.
Yes, that's a very good question because these days it's. Well, you need to get your antenna and put it on top of your house. And we get that signal here. You just have to go, you have to get an antenna to do it. I don't know if they're hooked up where you can stream them.
Yeah, some of them are.
Some of them are so you can stream.
I was looking. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some of them are
offered
right on streaming.
Can offer streaming. We'll have that. So but not only will we have this show on PBS and on TV, it'll also be available on YouTube. We'll have a Blueberry Chicks YouTube channel. And we'll be, through the show and the website and everything else, we'll be working to really kind of market all three of those together. Go check out our website. Go check for more content. Go to YouTube. But really, go to the website. You can find it all there if that's where you like to look at everything.
Mm-hmm.
But if you prefer to go on a YouTube channel because that's your thing, that's where you can find
it
too.
Watch it anytime.
Yeah, wherever we can put it, that's where it'll go.
Yeah, okay. And I think it's going to be cool too because we're going to make it convenient, for the audience that, like we talked about, we're going to bundle things that we're using together so that they can QR code it and buy it, get right to the site and buy it. Or
by the time we're done, it's going to be a fairly complex operation.
But it's gonna look simple and handle simple. You know, that's what I think people are looking for. They want cool stuff, but a simple way to get it.
A simple and easy way.
Mm-hmm.
But on our end, it's putting it all together. It's quite a task.
Yeah.
It really is a big project.
I think you're up for it, Rob.
Thank you.
Even on an empty stomach.
Yeah.
I feel up for it. Like last night when I slept 10 hours when I finally...
Wow.
One of the first times I didn't get up to go to the bathroom three times.
Okay.
I actually went to bed at 10 and woke up at 8. And I'm like, oh my goodness, what happened?
You do seem a little perky this morning.
I was just listening to a sleep study that Paul Landecker was talking about on the radio. And they're talking about... If you're over 40 and you have 2 days of something like 2 days of bad sleep, you feel 5 years older. If you're over 40 and you have 2 or 3 days of good sleep, you feel 5 to 10 years younger.
It must be why I feel like I'm 90 then.
Yeah, because you're all over the place. But
And
on that note, we need to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little more with Nate Barnes and the Blueberry Chicks right here on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. This is the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.
Ooh, I'm Even Steven, and I used to be on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Now I'm just a low-budget voice talent. My washer and dryer broke, so now I go to Goody's Wash & Go. At Goody's Wash & Go, my laundry has never been cleaner. Sometimes I use the quarter machines, and sometimes I use the wash, dry, and fold service. And now I hear they pick up and deliver for free. Woo! So go to Goody's Wash & Go today and get your clothes as clean as mine. That's Goody's Wash & Go.
If you love history, and I know you do, you can now see both House of David documentary films, The House of David Life Everlasting, and The House of David's Bearded Boys of Baseball on Amazon Prime. Either go to Amazon and search for these films or go to HODfilm.com and find the links there. These films delve into the amazing history of the House of David and the impact they had on Southwest Michigan and the world. Find these films and more on HODfilm.com.
If you're looking for some fresh new music, check out the music of the Trussin' Bird Band. Find all their music wherever you do your streaming. You can also find them on iTunes if you would like to purchase it for your collection. Trussin' Bird Band's music is a gritty mix of rock, blues, pop, and a little bit of reggae and country in the mix. Check out TrussinBirdBand.com to see all their music videos and find out more about this amazing group of musicians. That's TrussinBirdBand.com. TrussinBirdBand.com.
Hi, I'm Rob from Moondog Productions and this radio show that you are listening to right now. My company, Moondog Productions, is here to help you in one or more of these ways. Social media marketing, television production, documentary films, custom music recording, radio advertisement, live public events, karaoke, and just about anything to do with media. If you are overwhelmed and need help with your advertising and marketing needs, find Moondog Productions on Facebook, the web at moondogpro.net, or call me at 616-893-6220. That's Moondog Productions.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. The Blueberry Chicks with Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Courtney Tobel, Hillary Fisher, Shelly Hartman, the wonderful Blueberry Chicks all here in the studio.
Hey.
Yeah, I don't remember if we said good morning earlier.
Good morning.
And of course, good morning to all of you out there listening to us.
Yes.
And Nate Barnes, our special guest here in the studio. So, Nate, what you been up to lately?
Well, I've been here in South Haven hanging out with you guys.
Oh, we like that. But yeah, so we know that. We knew you were here. What have you been doing? But yeah, because you came up here from Nashville or wherever you...
No, I just came from the Grand Canyon.
From the Grand... Were you playing out there?
No, I took... This was my first trip I've ever took to, yes, to the Grand Canyon. My first vacation in 5.5 years.
Oh, my.
It was incredible.
It is. Yeah.
It was amazing.
We were just talking about vacations.
Yeah.
The Grand Canyon was amazing.
And pictures don't do it justice.
No, it was pretty bizarre. But the one thing that I loved more than that was Route 66.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
The drive is honestly the coolest thing. Yep, New Mexico, I would love to live in New Mexico.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, a man by the name of Claire Adkin, who's from South Haven, he lives down in Raleigh, North Carolina. He just wrote a book that released about a story about Route 66.
Really?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yep. Claire Adkin.
We're gonna have to check that out.
Check him out.
He was in the House of David both the last two documentaries
that we did.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So he's a blueberry. I mean, his family was a blueberry family in town.
Sure. Rob, I've been meaning to watch that. I keep hearing about that documentary.
Yeah.
I will watch it. Yeah, I keep hearing it's amazing.
You can find it at HODfilm.com. And you can find either Life Everlasting and the baseball one. They're both there. And it has links to watch them on Amazon.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, now, being a poor musician and all that stuff, a struggling artist, if you need a free code, I can give you one for Vimeo.
Hook a brother up. Well, you know, I've been working on an album coming out soon, and I want to show you guys my album cover. I'll just show you on air. Tell me what you think on air.
Yeah.
It's coming out soon. Check this out.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow. Cool. I love it. I love that.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Is that something that we can post publicly on our Facebook page?
Nope.
Not yet. Okay.
Not yet.
All right. So let's just say it's a picture of Nate Barnes.
Yeah, it's a picture of Nate Barnes.
Yes.
With a longer coat on, which is really cool.
Where are you standing? Are you in a barn or what are you?
I don't know where I was at. I don't know. Somewhere.
Someone just said stand here and smile.
Yeah, look good. No, it's a really, really cool. And I think, you know, as more comes out about the album, then even the cover is going to kind of tie all of it in, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're doing all the videos, filming. We're doing a lot of stuff, getting all that prepped out. And then soon here this year, the album will be coming out. Music will be coming out and a lot more stuff that we've
awesome.
Been
Do you
been
do you have a release
on.
Date?
No, we don't yet. We're about to in the next couple weeks.
Okay.
And then I can announce it.
Is everything recorded and you guys in the process of post-production now?
Everything's done.
It's all done. It's all mixed and mastered.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just ready for the distribution and marketing then,
yes.
Huh? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I got a sneak peek on like a couple of the little things. Oh my gosh. I always love Nate's work, but I have to say that these are some of my very favorites. He's went above and beyond last.
Yeah. Nice. Well, I mean, it wasn't just me. It was a lot of great
people.
Well,
I know. It takes a village.
It does take a village, but yeah, it's been a great process. And this is my first album I've ever done.
Because you had the EP.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I had an EP,
but which was great, but this is my first debut album. Okay.
Tell everybody what an EP is.
Yeah, that's what
I
was
going to say. Well, EP is like, you know, it's about 7 to 8 song track list. The album's about 10 to 12 or even beyond.
Okay.
So album, I mean, this is a big deal for us in my team. Yeah. And
can you make it vinyl too?
You know, I just woke up this morning and
I would love that.
This is the first time I got to see my album cover.
Yeah.
And I was like, the only thing I could think about was, man, that would look so amazing on a cover of vinyl.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. Yes. Yeah. And record players are coming back, and they're multifunctional. Well,
yeah, they're wonderful. I just wish the vinyl didn't cost $50. I mean, they're so
yeah,
expensive.
But it's worth it. It's nostalgic.
It's worth
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's true.
So I am. I do want to do a limited pressing of vinyl. Probably. Good. Know,
well, sign us up.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I definitely want to, and that's probably what I will.
I think
And that
so.
Limited pressing would be really cool with an autograph on it.
Yeah.
Well,
like kind of where we went to do some back scene and autographing some stuff.
Yeah. So, you know, and a lot of people don't know this, and sometimes, you know, there are bands that when you go in the studio, you actually bring your full band in there. A lot of times when you go to the studio, you have studio musicians.
Yeah.
How did you guys do it? Did you do it with the band that you had for last year's Ram Salute, or did you have studio musicians in there?
Yeah, Nashville, that's normally the system is you do session guys, session mm-hmm. players.
Yeah.
And, you know, down there, they're some of the best session players in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know... Tom Bukovac, Jerry Rowe. I mean, some of these guys have played on every single record you can imagine in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
And to be in the rooms and have them playing on these records, it's beyond incredible. We have a blast every time we're doing this stuff together. So, you know, no, I use those guys. And, you know, down the road, when I do my demos and I'm working on the actual projects and working on writing the music and getting the material, I use a lot of my own co-writers or creators in town.
Right.
We come together
and
create the sound and what we're trying to do. And then we bring it to the session guys with my producers, and then they take it to the next level. Take it to the next level.
And speaking of that, you know, and even that, it's not always that musician is there even in the room with you, because we've got a guy up here in South Haven by the name of Mark Moore. And sorry, Mark, if you're mad at me for telling your business, but
here it goes.
Come on. Hey, Mark, what's up, Mark?
But he does a lot of that, where he'll be working with someone down in Nashville and say, we need a track for this. He plays it and sends it to him, and they work back and forth that way from, what is it, 800 miles away?
Yeah,
how cool
and
is that?
It's pretty, it's cool.
Well, and he's very talented, you know.
One thing that I got to do on this project, I've never experienced, but I got to help mix my own record with all my producers on my ears. So everybody was at their homes in their own studios.
God.
I was at my home because we all were traveling, and we got to do, it's called StreamYard or StreamYard, whatever it was. But it you got to mix it on your earphones.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
And all in person.
So that's happening in real time. So they're hearing it as you're mixing and listening and doing the work.
It was
that's
unbelievable.
Cool.
I think it was called Sound Movers. But anyways,
That's awesome.
It is.
Yeah.
And on that note, though, we do need to take a break because of the old radio thing here.
Yeah.
And commercial advertisers. So when we come back, we'll have more with Nate Barnes on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. This is the Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.
With blueberries being such an important part of our West Michigan culture, the Blueberry Chicks were hatched for the radio. Hi, I'm Shelley Hartman, and I'm so happy to be able to bring you all things blueberry. Sponsored by the Blueberry Store, the Blueberry Chicks bring the blueberry buzz every Saturday morning to this very show from 6:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. For blueberry questions, please call us at 877-654-2400 or go to theblueberrystore.com.
Have you noticed a project that could use a little attention? If so, you deserve the best quality flatwork, masonry, and carpentry in the South Haven area. No project is too big or too small. For almost 30 years, John Isom has been delivering superior quality flatwork, masonry, and carpentry. It's time to let John put all of his years of experience in action for you. So call 269-767-3225 today and get your free quote on flatwork, masonry, and carpentry.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
You're listening to Rob Bird's Moondog Show on WCSY-FM, South Haven.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show, the Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Courtney Tobel, Hillary Fisher, Shelley Hartman all here.
Look, we're losing them. No food. Stomach.
I forgot every one of your names right then. Nate Barnes, our special guest, and we've been talking about the pilot that we're working on for the Blueberry Chicks. We've been talking about what has been going on with Nate and his recording schedule and all that. Have you been playing live at all?
Yeah, a little bit, but not live like I was the last couple of years. I've been just strictly preparing for this album.
Are you guys gearing up for a little tour once this album finishes?
Yeah, there's a lot going on. It's
all over.
All over, yeah.
He was going over his schedule with me, and I'm like, dang, Nate, geez.
Yeah, we got a lot coming up.
Well, that's how it's supposed to be.
Sounds boring, because I can't talk about it, but...
Well, you know...
I got a whole bunch of stuff. Just get ready.
Let's just say there's been a ton of musicians that have preceded you. They've all done the same thing, and a lot of us know what they have to do, so that's what you're going to be doing.
Yeah,
so
that's awesome.
I love it.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Just know you're always welcome on the show, so when you can reveal some of those different projects. We have a lot of listeners in South Haven, and they're biggest fans and supporters, so you can always come on the show. And,
or just call in.
Well, call in.
Anything call in when that album drops, so we can talk about
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Oh,
yes.
You know I will. Okay. You know I will.
Yes, that'll be awesome. You know, I mean, because that's one of the things about, you know, our community, even though we were talking about the changes and everything does change.
Yep.
One of the things about our community is that it's our community. So what you put
is
what you get out of it. And, you know, we're really big in the community. We have been for many years with the Blueberry Store, supporting various anything and everything, just about, you know, from kids to give back.
I would say we are one of the anchor stores.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we really appreciate all of our customers.
Definitely.
And, you know, the things that we're able to do, you know, because of the customers. But again, like we talked about earlier, it takes a village, and we have our village right here, and there's some really great people that we have right here in our own backyard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Reminds me of the book, Acres of Diamonds. Just, you know, we always got to remember what we have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, speaking of that, yesterday being at the Three Blondes yesterday, it was incredible. Getting to find out about there's so much stuff that you do that I have no idea. And it's amazing.
He was wait, what?
True Blue Bear.
All right.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah. It's amazing.
True Blue Bear Beer. Tongue twister. True Blue Bear Beer.
You know, but Nate, that's the thing of it is that, you know, we want our work and our good works to speak for themselves.
That's right.
And people are going to come to it. Of course, we're going to support it. And I'm the blueberry pusher. I'm out there pushing blueberries on everybody.
She is a pusher. She would be the most successful drug dealer ever if that's what she did.
Blueberries, my drug of choice. I love it. But no, you know, and so we want the products, and they are good enough that they can speak for themselves, just like your music. You know, it's good enough. And when we do things that are above and beyond, I think that speaks about our passion and our ability to create in this world that God's given us, that we can really be successful and make an impression.
That's one thing that a friend of mine will always tell me, don't speak for your successes. Let somebody call you and ask about it.
Yeah.
Let somebody call you and ask about it.
Yeah, I like that.
Act like you've been there before.
Yeah.
That's
and it does
awesome.
Feel good, you know. It's just such a, man, you don't got to act like you know what you're doing. You don't got to act like, oh, I'm so cool. You just live it. Just live it.
Right.
Have fun and let everything else.
Exactly. And bring people in.
People in. It's ain't about you. It's about, why are we doing this?
Yeah. Exactly.
And what are you doing with it? What are you doing to people?
Nobody that is cool or a good person has to tell anybody they are.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah, that's right. That's so true. And, you know, I'm so grateful that, you know, it's not always easy. There's always a lot of complications that are happening, but, you know, that comes with a healthy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. It comes with positivity, a lot of reading, a lot of research, and, you know, there's never a dull moment.
Never.
Well, since this is the Blueberry Chicks and we haven't talked blueberries at all, we at least need to get out the store. What's going on with the store right now?
We're getting ready to set up for spring.
Yep.
Yes.
Doing a couple little different displays, bringing in some new product.
Woo!
Right on.
We're getting excited. We'll extend our hours probably in the next month or so.
A little preview on new product? What new products might we be looking at?
Maybe we'll bring some in next week.
Oh, okay. That'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah,
okay.
we'll bring some in.
We'll send them to you.
Yeah, we'll send you a care package, Nate.
Don't. You can't act like you're not on the other end of the wonderful stuff that these folks bring to the world.
I do think though we can't ship frozen anymore. Is that right?
Next Tuesday was the last day.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So next Tuesday, as in 3 days from now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So three days from now is your last day to get frozen blueberries.
Unless you want to come pick them up.
Yeah,
okay, we can't.
So that's
ship
for
them.
Shipping.
Y'all pick now, up them frozen blueberries. Come on.
That's all right. Get them while they're frozen.
Yep. So there's frozen now, and another, 3 months or so, we'll start.
Fourth of July.
Start looking at fresh.
Yeah.
So.
Well, July 1st, the U-Pick will be open. Yep.
Yes. Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
Right on.
And actually, a little behind the scenes secret just for the listeners, we've transformed the U-Pick.
We did.
Yes, we sure did into our TV set.
Into a kitchen TV set, yeah. And it's,
we definitely
and it's beautiful.
Need to take pictures of it now.
Oh, my
and
God.
And then have them up so then when they come in for the U-Pick, they'll
exactly.
be like, wait, what's
what
going on?
Yeah. Right, yeah.
I'm trying to think of ways that we can incorporate seating so that we can have an audience.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you want to do a live studio?
Yeah, I love it.
I think we may just have to get a little bigger of a building.
I was like,
for
we
that.
Barely all fit in there.
It was a great location, and it really spoke to the blueberries and that location and all
and
of us being there and the train.
Yeah. Yeah, you had the perfect paint on the walls, though, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
That paint,
and
the way
decor.
That looked, it was wonderful.
Yeah,
so.
It's going to be really good.
Yeah, you had great decor. We just moved it around, Louie and I, until we liked the way it looked and until it was in the right place, for at least for this. But, man, we tore that place up, though.
I know. When I walked in, I was like, oh.
And when we're all said and done, if we move on to the next step of making 10 more episodes, once that's done, we'll help you get it back.
Yeah, that's right. Right. Yeah. That's right. It'll never be the same.
I'll hold you to it.
But it'll always have a lot of memories.
Right.
1-877-654-2400 is a number that you can call these ladies for the Blueberry Store. Theblueberrystore.com is also a place you can get all the information and links back all over the place and see what they have. So we got about a minute left. Anything we want to make sure Nate gets out?
Well, I just want to give a little shout out to Cowboy Church, everybody out there. And just want to say, hey,
Cowboy Church.
And love you guys and love everybody from South Haven. Thanks again for all the support. Yeah. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. And Nate, like, if people wanted to start following you, like, where would they go? Like, talk a little bit about your social media accounts.
Just go to Nate Barnes Music, and you see me all on there on the web and wherever
click.
Else. They, click,
right
click,
on.
Click.
Okay.
Click, click, click.
Awesome. Thank you, Nate, for coming to the show. It's certainly good to have you. Courtney, Hillary, Shelley, as always.
Hi.
The Blueberry Chicks are awesome. All right.
All right.
Yeah, we'll be back. We're going to be talking, hopefully we'll be talking to someone from the Senior Services when we come back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. This is the Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show.